Hello, everybody. This is your host for the Contractor Marketing Podcast, Scott Berry. And we have a very special guest here with us today, Nick Royer, also known as Newview Nick from Newview Roofing. And this is going to be super special because Nick's here for two reasons. The normal reason, which is to talk about how Newview has grown and become one of the top roofing contractors in the Dallas Metroplex. And there's probably 3,500 of them. Mm-hmm. So to say you're one of the top in Dallas, you're talking elite, right? That's elite. But not only that, Nick personally, as a project manager, as a commissioned sales rep, and also a partner in the firm, is an extraordinary, one of those top 1% elite that they're really hard to find, right? And so Nick's going to share some stories about how Newview grew, but he's also going to give us some insight into how he's able to make this kind of living, to have this kind of success year after year, because it's truly extraordinary. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
But let's talk about Newview as a whole.
Sure.
Right? And how you guys have been able to generate multiple big winners, right, as part of being on your team. To be on your team is quite an honor. And you guys are generating, making people really happy and having a lot of success. And the homeowners love you guys. You have massive numbers of five-star reviews. So we'll talk about Newview first. How did this happen?
Well, just like a lot of things great, it happened kind of by accident. I wouldn't say accident. I mean, I think the universe kind of aligns everything to be the way it should be. You know, I kind of have this saying, like, what will be, will be. So I think that when you know, hard work meets opportunity, or what do they say about luck? Yeah. It's like when hard work meets opportunity, the luckier you get. So yep. Newview started because I had an opportunity to move here about 13 years ago and work for a roofing company. My personal upbringing was Cleveland, Ohio. So a lot of people that listen to this that are in Texas, that are in the South, I was never exposed to a hailstorm. So it would be no different than growing up in a desert and moving to a city that gets hurricanes, right? Like, I didn't know what hail was.
Yep.
I didn't know what it was. So I moved here to work for a roofing company, and then less than 2 weeks later, I experienced my first hailstorm. And then this wasn't just some pea-sized, marble-sized hailstorm.
Yeah.
It was
Texas.
It was Texas, full-blown tornado.
Yep. The good kind.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the instant demand for not only a roofer, but also I was exposed to, this is how it works. There's hail that
these almost big, every year.
Yeah. And so to be exposed to that within the first 2 weeks, that like welcome to Texas type thing. Yeah. Now I was realizing like the sudden demand and need for a quality roofer. I would say every 10 things I had learned from the company, 8 of them I probably wasn't aligned with how they structured things, how they treated people, how they treated customers.
Yeah. And where so you just, were before Newview came to
where
life.
Where I was before.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, as you get older in life, it's important to align yourself with the right people. Mm. So I kind of started asking myself, like, are these guys that I want to be with 5 years from now? Are these guys that I work with in the company people that I want my daughter to call uncles? These are the questions I'm asking myself. Yeah. My daughter's a year old at the time. And I just said no. And so after a year and a half of working with this other company, my best friend since high school, him and I partnered together and we just started Newview Roofing. So I'm not going to say it was an accident, but it wasn't intent. I didn't move to Dallas, Texas with
it
the intent.
It wasn't a grand plan.
No, it was. I didn't have the intent of being a roofing owner. I didn't have the intent of being a business owner. I had the intent to move here and provide for my family. So then after a year and a half, I made the jump to, I don't know, believe in myself and believe in my business partner. One thing I say about my business partner and I is that we're complete opposites, which is why we work so well together. Yeah.
This is Mike Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His skill set is something that I could train for the next 500 years. I'll never have. He's methodical. He's intelligent. Yep. He's incredibly smart.
He's a veteran.
Yeah. He's a military veteran. He makes decisions off of information, off of knowledge, off of thinking 5, sometimes 10 steps ahead. I'm more animated. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's 50 people in a room, we're a networking event, it is my objective to talk, to introduce myself, talk to, and develop rapport with every single one of those 50 people in a room.
So you're more the extrovert, he's more the introvert, right?
Yeah.
So we got a nice couple here.
Yeah.
So, and it was you two that kind of launched the business, yeah, pulled in a team. Now, you do, listen, there are a lot of people that have been in roofing and said, I'm going to go out on my own. It's incredibly
common. It's pretty much our industry.
Yeah, incredibly common.
Yeah.
Most don't make it. Can you give us just one or two things that you and Mike did that secured your success long term?
So Mike being the smarter, knowledgeable, more numbers guy oriented, he made sure that we were fully funded, overfunded as far as capital. And then also as far as the team, it's about building your brand. And so we made it a point to not just take on anyone. I mean, you do business with people that you know, you like, and you trust. So we went into business with people that we know, we like, and we trust. So instead of just having a heartbeat and two legs and just throwing a polo on to someone, I mean, my training program, and it's harder now than it was 11 years ago when we started the business, but you have to make sure that people that are representing your brand are also representing you, right? So we were just very incredibly selective, tough on the people that we chose to bring on. And so we would rather bring on one quality guy a year for the next 20 years than bring on 10 guys that we
that
think,
is not
you know
the norm.
What?
Nick, that is not the norm. Yeah. Because I think the thought is, hey, we'll put 25 in here. And if three or four make it, that's fine, right? That would be more the norm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great point. That would definitely not be the way things happen in this industry.
Sure. Well, it only takes one. It takes one bad experience, takes one bad review where everything that I've lived for, I've sacrificed for, I've worked for, it takes one to tarnish the credibility of every single thing that we have done.
Great point. Thanks for sharing that. Let's talk about you. Because I think people are going to be really interested in knowing the, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of roofing contractors in the area. How in the world did you become this successful? Can you share one or two items that you feel like people don't appreciate that you, as part of your core being?
Yeah, well, I appreciate the compliment. I mean, I think that when you always do what's easy, your life's going to be hard. And I think you always do what's hard, your life's going to be easy. So what I personally do is I'm in a lifelong adventure journey to become the best version of myself. In order for me to be able to best serve other people and best serve my clients and best serve my daughter, I have to be the best that I can be first. And so what I do is I overwhelm my mornings and my day to essentially do things that I don't enjoy doing, but I know it's going to be in the best benefit of other people. So as far as the company, I mean, I tell people, if you want to get to the end result, you might look at social media, you might see whatever it is that you see, whether it's my personal life, whether it's other people's personal lives that they post, whether it's a nice fast car that they drive or a nice big house they live in or beautiful vacation they go on. That's the end result. The process at which it takes to get to the end result, you need to buy into that.
Yeah, and execute it.
So the results are always in the grind. The results are always in the process. Yeah. So whatever it is to get to that end result at which you desire, that's fine. That's what you manifest. That's what you vision. That's what you dream. But you got to just take that, visualize it, manifest it. But now it's falling in love with the process that it takes to get to that.
I think there are going to be a lot of people that say, I do that. Well, no, you don't, because you said one word that makes all the difference in the world. I overwhelm myself with this process. It's overwhelming. And I think that's the difference between those that think they're doing the same thing, but they're not doing the same thing that you do.
Yeah. I mean, and it's all, everything's aligned, you know, with one another, mind, body, spirit, soul, all that stuff. So, I mean, personally, I've never liked running. I never enjoyed running. 3 or 4 years ago, I'm like, okay, I've been doing cardio in the mornings every morning for 7 years. What could I do to just make it a little bit harder? Let me just start running. Not running since 20 years ago when I was in high school, so I'm that old. Started jogging every morning. Well, the first morning I ran a quarter mile and then a half mile, then 3/4 mile and then a mile. And then before you know it, I'm waking up every morning, did it for about a year and a half. I run between 2 and 3 miles a morning, start my day. So here I am last year and I'm like, okay, I need to do something harder, find something challenging. Well, I started fasting. So I started fasting. First, I did 12 hours. That was easy. Then 14, then 16, then 19, then 20 hours. And I'm reading the science and the benefits of fasting, right? So I did that, and I'm not going to say I mastered it, but I'm going to go, what else now? So within the first 2 hours, I wake up every day, I'm overwhelming myself with voluntarily putting myself in these extreme conditions that I don't like doing. This morning, I did the longest I've ever done in my life since doing the cold plunge. I did 5 minutes, right? So like, that's a personal best. Now, someone listening to this is going, okay, well, what does that do? I'm telling you what it does. It does something for me, yeah. Right? So like all these little wins that I do to start my morning, they just compound and compound. So now let's get to the business side. The bread and butter of our business is residential insurance claims.
Yeah.
Okay. The foundation at which we've built our company, okay, north of about $180 million in revenue we've generated since our company's inception has come from door knocking. The hardest, most difficult process, yep, part of the process, we have gotten pretty good at.
Yeah. Cold and calling face to face.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
And so why would you do it? Because it works, mm-hmm, but it sucks. It's supposed to suck. It's incredible to me that of the 3 to 5 days I door knock, I don't see, yeah, lines of people outside.
They choose not to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not here to counsel all the roofing companies on what to. I'm here to say this is what's worked for, yeah, me. This is what's worked for us. And this is what we preach is do the hard stuff. But more importantly, you have to give your customers the best experience possible. I used to consult gyms before I went into roofing, and I had a 5 foot rule. I had a 5 foot rule. If I was in a gym that had 400 people, if I was in a gym with 4,000 people, if you came within 5 feet of me, I would look at you. I would make eye contact. I would smile and I'd say, how you doing? That's it. Hundreds of times a day. And that little thing I did gave gym members a better experience.
Yeah.
Because you're more likable when you smile. So with our homeowners and our clients with NewView, sometimes it's contacting my client when I have a 9 a.m. appointment going, I'm headed over right now. If you're a coffee drinker, let me know. I'm going to make a Starbucks run. I'm not going to Starbucks.
Yeah. But you'll go if they.
But there's one on every street corner.
Yeah.
So if I know that I can make your morning that much better, it cost me $5 to have a lifelong client. Yeah. Right?
Every little thing that you could do that you know someone else isn't doing, you kind of get obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned social media. I want to talk about social media in just a little bit, and I'm going to tell you a funny story. I asked myself when it happened, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to tell Nick about this. It's either going to really flatter him or give him the big head. I'm not really sure, but it was the coolest story, right? So I get a chance to talk to roofing contractors and roofing contracting founders all the time. So I'm meeting this guy in the New Jersey area, and we're talking or whatever. And then we get to the point to where he's like, well, where have you done this? And how did that work? And so I was telling him a little bit about NewView, right? And he goes, NewView, you mean like NewView Nick? And I said, you did not just say that. Now this cat is in New Jersey, yeah, and he follows you. He found you, follows you. And immediately if someone brings it up out of the blue, boom. How does that make you feel?
I mean, it's an honor. It's a privilege. It's always uplifting to know that what I'm doing helps one person, right? It's cool and it's very rewarding.
Yeah, it's paying off. Does it pay off? I mean, I won't put words in your mouth. You've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Well done, yeah, using social media to build the brand and to,
yeah,
introduce yourself to people that didn't know you.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank, yeah, you for joining us.
Thank you.
Please come back some other time because we have a lot of questions for you. And, yeah, and I know you've got more wonderful stories to tell, man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.